When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sorry. Trying to figure out what's going on with Twitch. Every day, Twitch decides that they want to run advertisements as the show intro is finishing up, meaning that those that are watching the show on Twitch and not paying for some kind of Uber Select service on Twitch are watching advertisements on Twitch. So I was trying to sort that out with the Twitch.
It's $4 a month.
Is that how much it is?
I mean,
See, the thing is, I ended up getting Paramount because Courtney recommended that I start watching Lioness, which was a great recommendation from our queen. But Paramount, it's the quality of it stinks. It's like $12 a month. So now I'm thinking of getting rid of it, even though, because I watched, this season is ongoing. So I probably have to watch until the end of it.
Uh-huh.
But it buffers for like 15 minutes when you're trying to, when you're trying to change.
Yeah, that's a you issue.
Yeah, that's your Wi-Fi.
It's not a me issue.
I've never had that issue.
I have the most elite Wi-Fi that one can get anywhere in this country and everywhere other than in Elon Musk's office.
Is your Wi-Fi network named after Bullet?
No, I think it's... Well, I was going to say what it is, but I probably shouldn't say that.
No, somebody might steal it.
Seems like you need a boost.
It is. It's named after parts of my body that are called small by the listeners of this radio show.
That's funny.
But, thank you. But I just, Wiggy, you pay a fortune for these services, whether it be watching this show without commercials on Twitch or YouTube or what have. And then the quality is not delivered by the person that you're paying or the organization.
Yeah. That's why I got rid of all my stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be talking about that.
No, I don't have internet. I cut the cord. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about anything, Courtney.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately, I think based on last night's football game, Courtney and Santo are going to have to get rid of electricity and food because the... another donut for you last night when it comes to wagering.
Yep, thanks, Chime. It's all right. You know, we all swing and miss, but that was over.
I rode with you. I know. I did not hit a single thing either.
What were the total number of interceptions in that football game last 40?
Night? 40?
I mean, unbelievable.
Jeez, the turnover machine. Right? Unbelievable. Interception, fumble, intercept. Like what was it? Right after one another, like you said, Greg.
Within five plays.
It was a back-to-back-to-back.
Oh, it was horrible.
And there is no feel in Los Angeles. Like, the people there, and Wiggs, you know this better than me, but like the fan base in LA, everybody arrives a fan of another team. Like, there is very, outside of the Dodgers, like, I'm watching that game, and it was like the pandemic game.
It's like that, or it's like a game in London or Germany.
Right.
Or the only thing that, and I was telling my wife this when the game started, like the only football that they care about in California is USC.
Right, that's true. Yeah. That's the pro team.
That is the only team, the football, and then you have two of them. You have the Chargers and the Rams.
But both social media teams and organizations have done a great job getting, like, the famous people in LA in to fill the stadium. Like, the stadium's always packed. Like, they've created this buzz around both teams.
Did you not see the game last night?
I did watch the game last night.
That place wasn't packed, especially
those suites that are field level. Those are always filled with famous people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They've done a good job getting a lot of buzz around them because every time you open your phone and look at any famous person that lives in LA, they're always at one of those games.
Yeah, but those people are not going to help the owners when it comes to, you know, making revenue for filling the stadium and all that.
Well, that's why they call them influencers, because they influence others to go to the game.
Clearly, they don't have enough influencing.
BC against Duquesne had more buzz than that game last night.
It's horrible that they even have two football teams out there. I mean, that they should move those teams. Literally, they should move the Chargers and the Rams.
Well,
I know
they could move one right to Dublin, Ireland, or right to London, England.
I mean, well, like I said, maybe
would the players be okay with that?
Though? No, they wouldn't be over.
We had a long ongoing argument about that yesterday.
Maybe St. Louis make the send the Rams back to St. Louis. I mean, it's just they don't even. And that was the Rams. The Chargers are even worse when it comes to fans going to that game. I would move both of those teams out of it. I don't know where you'd move them to, but I bet you could probably find some place.
Yeah. Well, in the case of the Chargers, I think the fans walk in to look at the new $5 billion stadium and then walk out before the game starts. Mm.
Santos did say that stadium's unbelievable.
But yeah. I was I meant to ask you that. I don't know if you guys saw it. You said the field level suites. It seems like there's some behind the benches.
They go, I believe, all the way
right.
around.
So how do you pay that much money and all you do is see the back end of the players?
Well, that's the whole point, is that they don't really care about the game, but they're there to enjoy drinks and post about it.
Yeah, because when they went down the sideline, I was like, all those suites are like behind the players. You can't even.
Well, they have them in the end zone as well.
No, but I'm talking about the ones behind the players. You can't even see the game.
They got Tiesto jamming out in the halftime. Yeah.
All right, well.
Alrighty. Dolphins with a win last night, and Courtney not with a win last night. No. But, you know, I appreciate the optimism. You're going to keep swinging at one of those parlays is going to hit. I'm sure.
I've got $10 left in the bank.
That's it?
Yep.
That's it. Well, you can get a refresh.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot to get to on a Ty Tuesday, including Ty Law, who will join us at 9 or so on this morning show. Before that, we will get to today's leads at 6:25. And they said it coming up at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and we will certainly talk about the backhanded compliment thrown in the direction of Drake May by one Bill Belichick yesterday. It was almost as if he had to find some sort of a way to compliment Drake May. So we will get to that and the rest of what they said coming up at 7 on this morning's show. Is the reporting accurate, Curtis, on the Boston Red Sox being all in on Juan Soto?
If it's accurate that they will say they were all in, then yes. I would wager the 10 years of Twitch subscriptions on the fact that they will not be signing Juan Soto.
So the reporting I'm referring to, one being John Heyman, mm-hmm. who says that they are taking a trip to Southern California to meet with and to woo Juan Soto.
Yeah.
They are one of several teams who are doing that.
So, and one of those teams is the Dodgers.
Do you know who John Heyman owes his entire career to?
Scott Boras?
That's correct. Do you know who Juan Soto's represented by?
Scott Boras.
Bingo.
And then I saw floating around some sort of an athletic report mm-hmm. that John Henry also said that they had... they had prepared a number, I'm guessing a large number is what is required when one is preparing a number for Juan Soto.
I hope it's close to $700 million because that's what he's going to be looking to get. He's going to be looking at somewhere that Shohei number. That's what kind of the...
How do the Dodgers have the money to be all in on every one of these guys?
I have no clue because that's one of the teams. Like you said, there were several teams. But when I saw this, I was like, the Dodgers? I mean, they get in on everybody. They just gave Shohei $700. They gave Yamamoto, $300? They're paying Mookie. How much did they pay Freddie Freeman? Now you're talking about you might be able to get Juan Soto? It's like, Jesus.
Yeah, I feel like it is going to be a offseason of the Red Sox trying to make it appear to their fan base that they have turned the corner and they're ready to invest in this club. I just hope the people that cover the team hold them accountable. If they offer, quote-unquote, $600 million for Soto and they come up short, that they reallocate that $600 million on a couple other players so it's not all in or nothing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you somehow land them, that changes everything when it comes to fan interest. If you're suggesting that there are some who have And I think there are who have given up on this baseball team. I mean, that changes everything.
Well, that's what you're going to need, not only for this baseball team, but you're going to need it for this football team this offseason. These are the two teams.
See, I, you need it. We want it. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when it comes to the football team, you have Drake May. Like, I think there's...
Right, but then it's going to be like, why don't you put pieces around them?
Yeah, I know that. But why, but they're in a different situation. I pray to God... Or whoever it is that one normally prays to, that Robert Kraft invests around Drake May in the right way and spends either spending on a free agent or on trading. I do, but I think the difference is the Red Sox have got their fans are begging them to do something that is legitimate in this offseason.
Well, that to me sounds like Patriots fans. Yeah, I feel like they're in the same situation. Two teams that have been struggling the past couple of years as far as wins and trying to get back to the playoffs.
See, I think fans would be, if you went out and got some sort of a legit left tackle and added one wide receiver, right. It doesn't have to be a giant, splashy, top 10 guy, then I think Patriots fans would be like, all right, we're looking at least, 50% better than we are right now roster-wise.
Right, and they can say the defense is getting better just by the return of Barmore and Bentley.
But I think you're going to have to – people are not going to be satisfied with just a wide receiver. I think you're going to have to – and I know Juan Soto's like at the top of the league and T. Higgins isn't when you're thinking about – but that's the type of move that you're for the Patriots that you're going to have to make. That is, it's kind of similar to what the Red Sox are going to have to do. You can't just bring in another Kendrick Bourne and Patriots fans are going to be like happy about it. It has to be somebody of real significant value that you go, oh, that's a nice big move when it comes to a skilled player.
Listen, we can disagree on this one. Mm-hmm. I know you enjoy disagreeing. This is a small one. Uh-huh. I just think that the Patriots in their from their perspective, they may feel like they have Drake May and that is their splash. And so they will add in some way, shape, or form. I don't know that they will add comparably to a Juan Soto-like $700 million contract. I wish they would. I hope they would. And hopes and dreams of the entire region rest on the shoulders of both of those franchises, I guess. All right. Well, anyway, what else? Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45. That includes Florida, not like the rest of us, and an incident of breathing on the food rage, which led to sibling-on-sibling violence in the Anything Goes state. So that and the rest of the news at 7:45 on this morning's show. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this first hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Monday Night Football saw the Dolphins take down the Rams in L.A. Tua completed 20 of 28 passes for 207 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. The Celtics have the Hawks in town tonight, and Jason Tatum's ankle injury may be a bit worse than we expected. He's listed as questionable for this evening. Al Horford and Jaden Springer are also questionable for this one. The Bruins are on the road to take on the Blues in St. Louis. Puck drop is at 8. It is a timeout Tuesday. It's also a tie Tuesday, so we'll have him on to talk all things Patriots this morning. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Timeout Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Greg. 47 degrees, mostly clear. Can I give a brief observation, not about the presidential election, but about people who voted in the presidential election?
Yes, Curtis, of course.
So if climate is really destroying the world,
yes,
and the way we live is causing us to die very quickly and everything to ruin, then why was it not in the top 5 reasons why people cast their vote? If the world is really ending, why wouldn't that be the most important reason why you picked a person to be the president of the United States?
That's a great question.
That's one, because they're all full of crap. 47 degrees, mostly clear, afternoon high 55.
Curtis, is it accurate that tonight in the burbs, it is going to be in the 20s?
Wow.
Is that correct?
We're going to have one of those first hard freezes, which is good news for people who hate bugs.
All right. We are going to get to our leads coming up next.